Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show today, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day. We go to war here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Our good friend, Guardian Angels founder, Curtis Sliwa, has won the GOP primary for mayor of New York City. And it looks like he'll be going up against Adams, who is an African-American Democrat, who is a former police officer. And I would say Sliwa is a very, very big underdog. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But congratulations to Curtis Sliwa for winning the Republican primary for mayor in New York. He received 68% of the Republican vote, actually 68.9, so just under 70% to 26.9%. For Fernando Mateo, a restaurateur and head of the taxi cab drivers union, who's been on the show as well. We've had both of them on the show, and Sliwa beat Mateo. And Sliwa said, ladies and gentlemen, we've just won the Republican Party in a overwhelming way. So good for Sliwa, and let's see what he could do in a general election. You just never know. You just never know. Never count out Curtis Sliwa. He has a video on Twitter that says, hey, Democrats, want to be mayor? Got to ride the subway. I know some of you are afraid of getting slashed. I brought masks for you to protect you from getting slashed. And he holds up a pair of hockey masks. And Sliwa told the Epoch Times after he completed the challenge, no Democrats joined him to ride the New York City subway, which he dubbed the Slashers Express, after two attackers punched, slashed, and robbed multiple victims on the train a week ago. So Curtis Sliwa is a very interesting fellow, and you just never know about an upset, but New York City is so far gone, I just don't see it. The people are so liberal, and there's so few real Americans left, meaning American-born American people. Everybody's a foreigner. Everybody's illegal. And so it's very, very difficult to win, but we'll see what happens. Congratulations, Curtis Sliwa. Kamala Harris scrambles to visit the border before Donald Trump. She'll finally visit the border 90 days after being made the border czar and taking control of a massive crisis that she won't admit is a crisis, and she wouldn't get near the border, and Trump hit her so many times. I mean, you know, if this was a boxing match, she'd be knocked out on the ground bleeding, and the doctors would be hanging over her making sure she's alive. Trump just pummeled her like a punching bag. And Kamala finally broke and decided to go to the border before Trump, because Trump's expected to visit the border next Wednesday with Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. And so he forced her to do it. Matter of fact, Trump said in a statement, what Biden and Harris have done and are continuing to do on our border is a grave and willful dereliction of duty. My visit will hopefully shine a spotlight on these crimes against our nation and show the incredible people of ICE and Border Patrol that they have our unshakable support. And so she was so embarrassed by all of Trump's press releases and comments, and so embarrassed about her contentious exchange with NBC News reporter Lester Holt. So embarrassed. You know, I haven't been to the border. Well, you know, I haven't been to Europe either. What a stupid answer. What an incompetent answer. What an answer for a dummy. She proved herself to be a lightweight dummy, and even Biden's people kind of washed their hands of her at that point. Other big news today, John McAfee, the famous antivirus software pioneer. Doesn't everybody have McAfee software or at one time or another have had it on their computers? I know I've had it on my computer. I don't know if I have it anymore, but I remember for years I had McAfee, and he is the inventor and founder of McAfee software. And he is found dead in a Spanish prison cell. He sought the Libertarian Party nomination for president in 16 and 20. So I actually have a lot in common with him because I was the Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee in 2008. I sought the presidential nomination, just barely lost out to Bob Barr. And he's been found dead in a prison cell in Spain. And he previously claimed, if I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. He was arrested by Spanish authorities at the request of the United States DOJ for alleged tax evasion. And Spanish authorities approved his extradition to the U.S. just days ago. And they're now attributing his death to suicide. He died at the age of 75, made his fortune as a software developer in the early days of Silicon Valley, pioneering the widely used McAfee antivirus software. According to El País, a mainstream newspaper in Spain, sources at the Spanish DOJ said everything points to a suicide. John McAfee put out a tweet in 2019 getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. Displaying a photo of his arm with the tattoo saying, whacked. He reiterated his position in a 2020 tweet, I am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. So that's the story. Who knows? Who knows? He did not declare taxes. He did not file a tax return for the last 8 years, declared taxes to be illegal. And so the U.S. government came after him, and they had him arrested in Spain. They had him thrown in prison in Spain. They were just successful in having it ruled that he could be extradited back to the U.S. to face criminal trial for tax evasion, and suddenly he's dead. He was a happy-go-lucky guy. I don't see any reason in the world why he would have committed suicide, but you don't know. You know, I think everyone agrees Epstein didn't commit suicide. That was an inside scam. They can get you in prison. Who knows? He's a thorn in the U.S. government's side, and they decided to eliminate him. I don't know. I have no idea. Did he eliminate himself? I don't know. I have no idea. As usual, I just throw everything at you, and I let you decide. But I always look at all sides. Quite the contrary from a conspiracy theorist. I present every side, and I let you decide, and I opine, and I question like a normal person, not a moron. This country's filled with morons. I always ask questions. You know, just as I've asked questions about the vaccine, and I've never said, I know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I know you should have waited. That's the only thing I ever said. Wait. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm not someone who believes all vaccines are bad. I think vaccines have been life-saving. I'm not someone who believes all big pharma companies are bad. You know, that's usually liberals who believe that. Me, I'm a fan of big pharma. I know they've developed drugs that have saved people's lives. Millions and millions of people owe their lives to big pharma, to drugs that work. But I know, you know, they're far from perfect, and they've also developed drugs that were bad for people, and they've also filled television. They've also filled TV with nonstop ads for drugs, that America becomes a druggy country. Everybody thinks the answer to everything is in a pill. And I know that some vaccines contain a lot of poisonous substances in them that don't need to be in them, but it makes the vaccine cheaper by filling it, you know, with fillers that are very, very dangerous and poisonous. And I know that this vaccine was rushed and untested, and it's only an emergency vaccine, and you've got to be crazy to let them stick that in your body. To shoot that in your body. And suddenly today, breaking news, the CDC admits to finding more cases of rare heart inflammation than expected in young adults after COVID vaccine shots. You know, we live in a strange country. The media and the politicians are always, always way behind the news that you find at great conservative websites that I know that the average person does not know. Always way, way, way behind. And so, at the very moment that we're finding out more and more that things are wrong with the vaccine, I see the media and the politicians, especially the Democrat politicians, but really all politicians, just putting out lotteries so you could be a millionaire if you get the vaccine. We're going to give you all kinds of goodies in a goodies bag like you're a Hollywood star on the Academy Award night. If you get the vaccine, you'll get this, you'll get that, you'll get lollipops, you'll get money in your bank account, you'll have a chance to win $1 million. It's like at the very moment we're all finding out that there are problems with the vaccine, that isn't perfect, and that maybe you should have waited, at that moment, everybody's all in. They're forcing you to go get the vaccine. There was a story today that J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in New York, not everywhere in the country, thank God, but in New York, you can't enter their offices without a vaccine. They're not even giving you a choice of having a test or wearing a mask. Just you're banned from entering their office or their banks without a vaccine or proof of vaccine. Here's the same people. Democrats, liberals, government officials who keep telling you that voter ID is racist, even though it's the easiest thing in the world to get, and you'd only have to show it once a year or once every 2 years or once every 4 years for 2 seconds. It's the easiest thing in the world to get. Everyone has an ID. You can't get anything in this world without ID. But that is racist, and they don't want it, even though we're the only country in the world, only major country that doesn't have it, so our elections are completely fraudulent. But they have no problem demanding a passport, a vaccine passport, that's 100,000 times more an intrusion of your freedom than the supposedly racist voter ID. Everybody's got to have a vaccine passport. Everyone's got to have the vaccine. At the very moment where the United Kingdom has come out with official reports that vaccinated people are 600% more likely to die from COVID variants than unvaccinated people. At the very moment that young people are having heart inflammation for the COVID vaccine, everyone is telling you to go get the vaccine. Insanity.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, sponsor of this entire show, and they're now a sponsor for the next year. They just signed a new one-year contract, Energized Health. They're doing fantastic with my audience, because my audience is not your typical conservative audience because of who I am. I'm a guy whose life is centered around health and fitness. And so if you listen to my show, you understand the value of health and fitness. And all of our health advertisers have done really well on this show. As a matter of fact, on my local radio show, I have a plastic surgeon who, every time I walk in their office to get my Botox, everyone in the entire office go, "Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Oh, my God, I love your show." It's like there are 8 people sitting in the waiting room. 7 of them are my fans. So my audience is very focused on being healthy. And so I think when all of you heard that I went on this program, because they made me sign a contract, they wouldn't advertise unless I signed a contract that I go on this program, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle just in the first 88 days, I think everybody said, "Wow, I want the same thing to happen to me." And when you heard that everywhere I go, people say, "You look great, you look thin, you look so young for your age," I think everybody said, "Wow, I want that for me." So go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, including mine, and go to the phones, cut to the chase, join right now. Don't even worry about it, just join. Mention WAR and get 40% off when you call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So the whole problem in this country, you know, I'm going to write a commentary. I've decided to write a commentary that's called "I'm a Conservative and I Support Reparations for Black People." Now, all of you are listening right now going, what? Wayne Root supports reparations for black people who weren't born during the Civil War long ago, have nothing to do with the Civil War, have nothing to do with slavery, nothing to do with even most blacks in America are too young to even be involved with the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s. Why would you support reparations, Wayne? Well, I do. I think black people should get checks. But I think the checks should be written by the Democrat Party and the media, because I think the Democrat Party and the media have destroyed black lives. I think that if you look at every city in America that's predominantly black, what you see is the worst crime imaginable. And you see cities that look like Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the atomic bomb. You see the worst poverty, the worst crime, the worst welfare, the worst drug addiction, the worst and the most incredible amount of homes without fathers in the homes, and black-on-black genocide on the streets, and violent crime through the roof, and gangbangers everywhere, MS-13 and gangbangers everywhere, and Crips and Bloods, and all of them are ruled by Democrat mayors and Democrat city councils, and in most cases, they're blue states with Democrat governors. So they do owe black people reparations. You did ruin black people's lives. It's just not white people that ruined it, and it sure isn't white Republicans that ruined it. And I don't have to worry about my relatives ruining it, because my grandfather got here in, like, 1920. So he had nothing to do with slavery, nothing to do with the Civil War. And so it's a, and of course he went straight to New York, so he had nothing to do with any civil rights violations like you saw in the South during the 50s and 60s. And he wasn't a member of the KKK. He was a Northerner and a Jew. So I guarantee you he wasn't a member of the KKK. So I don't owe you diddly squat. I owe you nothing if you're black. But the Democrat Party should pay you in large sums. The Democrat Party should be disbanded and go bankrupt because they can't pay the trillions necessary in reparations for black people for ruining their lives and ruining their cities. Just think of how bad cities are. Cities are disgusting. Inner cities are disgusting. And they're all run by Democrats. Think about blue states, the taxes, the crime, the illegal aliens. Everywhere you look, it's a nightmare. Oh, you know who else should pay reparations? Not just Democrats and the Democrat Party, not just Democrat politicians, but public school teacher unions should pay reparations. Because Democrats and liberals and communists have ruined the schools, which kills the entire future for black people in those schools in inner cities. They have no job prospects. There's nothing but crime in the school. They fear for their life. All run by Democrats and liberals and pure communist socialist Marxists. So the Democrat Party and Democrat politicians and public school teachers unions and the media should all pay reparations for ruining every inner city in America. So I say all that because here's a headline. Violent crime surges 25% in 2021 with Democrats running the country. 23% homicides, nearly double in the Maryland County bordering Washington, D.C. If you can't protect D.C. when everyone important is in D.C., every politician that matters, then how are you going to protect the rest of the country? You can't.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking to tackle a surge in violence across the United States. President Biden saying,
I've been at this a long time, and there are things we know that work to reduce gun violence and violent crime, and things that we don't know about. But things we know about, background checks for purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds. Unless you think the deer wearing Kevlar vests or something.
Chinese researchers directed the U.S. National Institutes of Health to delete gene sequences of early COVID-19 cases from key scientific database, raising concerns that scientists studying the origins of the pandemic may lack access to key pieces of information. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root. raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my War in July, or maybe at the worst, August 1st, my weekly podcast, not my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast, my daily one, but my weekly one that I put out on Fridays with my Casey Kasem kind of look at the top 10 news stories in America for conservatives, just like Casey Kasem used to have America's Top 40, I have America's Top 10. We're going to move that to a video podcast every Friday. So great things happening. If you love my radio show, you will absolutely love, love, love my podcast, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And I've got a sports podcast every week, video podcast with famous athletes on it. And myself is the host. It's called Crush House. And you can find that in all the same places. That one is video 100% of the time. We tape it every Friday morning all over the United States, including my home TV studio, and we have guests from all over the country. So this weekend, we've got Willie Randolph, the former All-Star second baseman and World Series winner for the New York Yankees, as my guest. So lots of good stuff. All right, we've got Joey Gilbert on the line, who is an attorney in Reno, and he's been a regular guest on this show. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law, and if you have not heard, he recently announced he is a candidate for governor of Nevada in the GOP race, GOP primary. Joey Gilbert, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, brother.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
I got to ask the obvious question, because I think you and I both agree that Trump won the election and it was a completely rigged and stolen election, and I believe Nevada is as rigged and stolen as any state in the whole United States. How do you overcome the rig? I mean, obviously, if you're running, you're not going to put all this effort in if you believe you cannot overcome the rig, but you must agree with me that Nevada's rigged and stolen, and the country was rigged and stolen, and the Reid machine is stealing this state, and there's stuff in the ballot box, and they're letting illegals vote, with their DMV giving everyone driver's license and automatically registering to vote. So I believe that's the difference in this election, is illegals voting in Spanish in this state. They don't even have to vote in English. Lots of problems in Nevada. How are you going to beat the rig?
Well, I mean, Wayne, first of all, let's just call it like it is. You're spot on as usual. This was the greatest fraud, as the president says, the big lie. And you know what? I'm not embarrassed to say it. I still think President Trump is the man, because you know what? He got the votes. There's no way on earth Joe Biden from his basement got the most votes. It was popular president of our history. I mean, just stop. I mean, I can't even deal with that anymore. It's stupid, right? Just hear these people say it. And again, it wasn't just that they had people voting. This was a rig. This was the software. This was the Dominion software, and it was the mail-in ballots. Our bought and paid for corrupt governor, Steve Sisolak, didn't go and have two closed sessions for just, you know, for the heck of it. You know, we are in the middle of the COVID pandemic, all right? And did one time did they discuss COVID? One time did they bring anybody in, doctors in, to talk about how we could really help Nevadans? No. They stole this election in the middle of the night, passed through this mail-in ballot garbage, and that's what they did. Trump won this state by over 40,000 votes, hands down, okay? And what they did, they shut down the six swing states in the middle of the night, and then they spent the next couple weeks bringing ballots in, all right, and running them through the machines. So they went right from the verification into the adjudication room where no Republicans were allowed. How do I know this? Because I had whistleblowers calling me that worked for Joe Gloria that told me this. All right, so you're right. I'm in a fight for my life and for this state's life. You know, this state will never be the same if we don't make number one. My number one issue is election integrity. If we don't find a way to fix this, and whether it's, you know, get some of these things reversed, take the governor to court, get rid of these permanent mail-in ballots he just put through, or make sure we have forces on the ground. What I really think needs to happen, I think the National Guard, the Nevada National Guard should be the proctor, for lack of words, should be the ones that conduct these next elections. They should be the ones in the polling places. They should be the ones in the adjudication room. They should be the one in the verification room. Because if we don't have, you know, honest and integrity-driven elections, it's over. This state's a wrap. Forget about it. It's done.
So you mentioned something very interesting. First of all, you and I, it's so funny because you and I are exactly the same on how the election was stolen. I had a huge bet on the election, and I lost, but I was watching the odds, and Trump was an 8-1. He had become an 8-1 landslide favorite at 1 in the morning East Coast time when every bettor in the world, betting their own money, not wanting to lose it, was watching the returns. Everybody knew he was on his way to a runaway electoral landslide. And they bet him up from even money, actually an underdog when the night started, to even money, to 2-1, to 3-1, to 4-1, to 5-1, to 6-1, to 7-1, to 8-1. And at that moment, five states announced they were stopping the count. And the next morning, suddenly Trump was the underdog. And suddenly, literally millions collectively of mail-in ballots show up with no voter ID. They were all trucked in from various nefarious USPS
places. That's why, when I don't go on many shows, I won't give interviews to CNN. I won't, because they don't tell the truth. And I'm not going to be part of their lie. Look, I've got friends at the top. You know, we all do. I got Democrat friends at the top that tell me, look, Trump was going out by all means necessary. We were smarter than you. We had shit. We had stuff in place. We were going to do what we need to do. And he's out. That's all you need to know. You know, don't try and call me a conspiracy theorist or make me feel like I'm, you know, I don't know how to add 2 + 2. Bottom line is he was destroying. He was absolutely mopping up across the country, and they shut down for the first time in our nation's history.
Correct.
Not during any world wars, not during any other flus or other pandemics. For the first time in our nation's history, they shut down those swing states. Why? Because he was winning in all of them, and not by a little,
by a lot.
Record numbers.
Right, by a lot.
On the head. They had to truck in the ballots. They probably had a few, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 ballots on hand, but they weren't ready for a Trump landslide in the millions, which is why they had to truck these ballots in from everywhere.
Right, we agree. So I was going to tell you the one thing, though. So you and I are so on the money on this one, Joey, and you and I are fighters. You know, I wasn't a professional boxer, but I grew up the only Jew in an all-Italian neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and I fought for my life every single day. The Italians thought I killed Christ, and the blacks thought I was in charge of slavery, and all they ever did was try to torture me and beat the crap out of me, and I made them all my friends by beating the crap out of them, and eventually, when you stand up to people, and you're tough, then they respect you and they became my buddies. And I like everyone. I don't care what the color your skin is or what religion you are, but you gotta fight your way to respect. So you and I have the same mindset, my friend.
Absolutely. And Wayne, I'm sure you didn't have any sarcastic comments that, you know, ever got you into trouble. I'm sure with that wise mouth of yours, you didn't ever start any of your own fights. But let me just say this. This state, we are at the precipice, man. We are in a tough spot right now where my thing I say, I start everything by the thesis of my campaign is never again. Hashtag never again. Never again can we allow what happened in these elections to happen, where Republicans are physically removed from the adjudication room.
Correct.
Okay? Never again can we allow mail-in ballots like this. Never again can we allow 40,000 votes from out of state. Never again can we allow, you know, 3,000 dead people to vote. Never again can we allow
ballot harvesting.
8,000, you know, undocumented, whatever you want. These are my friends. I've got friends. You know what? Your paperwork's not right. That's one thing. You're not allowed to vote. That's the way it works. Just like I can't go to your country and vote. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. You just can't vote.
Bottom line
is never again. Never again.
I love you.
Can you shut down our kids' schools? Never again can you shut down their sports. Never again can you shut down our businesses. Never again can you shut down our churches. Never again, all right? And then finally, never again can you invade our personal liberties. Never again can you put us in masks. Never again can you tell us we got to stay 6 feet away. Never again can you, again, you hear this? This theme, never again. Never again. And so that's what we need to make sure never happens again. And none of these guys that are putting their hat in the ring have been fighting for the past 18 months, you know, 17, 18 months alongside me and you. From day one, you were calling this out. Day one, I was on your show early on. We were saying, this is ridiculous. This is nonsense. You were the very first call I got was you wanted to be a plaintiff. Joey, let's sue. I want to sue. And you know what? You were right. You were right then. You're right now. This can never happen again, Wayne. And the bottom line is, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, he's thick as thieves with Sisolak. You are out of your mind if you think voting for him is going to change anything in this state. And that mayor, John Lee, has anybody taken a drive through North Las Vegas lately? It's a war. It's a disaster, all right? And you're going to let a guy who went from a Democrat, now he flips, he's a Republican. For what time is it now? For 5 minutes, he's a Republican. You're going to put this guy in? It's insane. I got in this because I looked around saying, Mark Amadei, who I like Mark, but he doesn't have the stones. He
Correct.
Doesn't have the courage to punch Sisolak out. This is not something where you're going to, Governor, do you think, man, no. This is, why did you do this to these children when the science said otherwise? Why did you keep the churches closed when you let the dispensaries and the casinos stay open? I want an answer. No, you don't get to hide behind your committee. No, you don't get to hide behind your coronavirus task force. Answer the question. So if someone's not going to get out there and literally hockey shirt and pull the shirt over and give them some uppercuts and then throw them over the boards, then they don't even belong getting in the race.
All right, Joey, give me a second. So here's the deal, Joey. Hang through the break. I'll bring you back on the other side. Joey is like a twin of Wayne Allyn. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. You wind him up and you ask him a question and you can go ahead and get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, which I don't do anymore because I would never, ever give money to Starbucks, by the way. Real liberals. But having said that, you literally could go get a cup of coffee by the time you come back. He's still talking, and he's doing a great job of it, by the way. Not just talking, but talking with passion and enthusiasm and energy and right on the money. Thank you, Joey. Great stuff. Hang through the break. I have so much more to ask you. Get ready for this answer when we get back. Hydroxychloroquine. I got to discuss that with you because you and I were on the money with that from day one, and now we've been proven right. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Before we get back to Joey Gilbert, now declared Republican candidate for governor of the state of Nevada, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Freedom Fest. If you've never been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, Freedom Fest, I believe it's the 14th or 15th year in a row of Freedom Fest. I'm always the opening speaker, but it's always in Vegas. Next year, it'll be back in Vegas. This year, because of COVID, they didn't want to take a chance, so they booked it in South Dakota, and they were just 20 minutes away from Mount Rushmore. It's your opportunity to check out the land of the free and the home of the brave, South Dakota and Mount Rushmore, July 21 to 24. Thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth. A record crowd will be attending. They already know that. It's going to be an all-time record crowd. It's at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Lots of great business leaders and political leaders will be there, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Dr. Drew and Larry Elder and U.S. Senator Mike Lee and U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis and the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, and Steve Moore and John Fun and Grover Norquist, etc., etc. Go to freedomfest.com and use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with the promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota for the first time ever. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. Will be a beautiful place to go. In the middle of the summer. Should be beautiful. Get out of the incredible Vegas heat. In the meantime, we got Joey Gilbert, who's right into the Vegas heat, into the frying pan and the fire and everything else, the kitchen sink, by announcing he's running for governor of the state. He's an attorney. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. Do you have an email or a website set up for people to donate or find out about your governor campaign, Joey?
Yeah, right now I'm just directing people to joeygilbert.com. It's been my site when I was a fighter, and it's being currently overhauled and being added to. There's, you know, the ability to donate on there. Everything's in motion. And at this exact juncture, all I'm saying to everybody is that, you know, this is something we're, you know, strongly considering, because until I have everything in place, I don't want to say it's, you know, 100%, but it's, you know, like 99.95%. As we get these last little pieces nailed down. But no, wait, as I said a second ago to you, it's come down to this, man. If we don't get in here, guy, again, why are we here? We're here because guys like you and me, just to be honest, we've got other things going on, so we don't get in these things. We're at where we're at today because we've let recycled candidates, people that don't belong in office, keep getting back in, keep taking another turn. Last time I checked in business, I know this is how it works for you. If you don't perform, you get fired, right? If you don't do the job that you were hired to do, you get canned.
But not in politics,
these politicians, these scumbags, they just keep moving. They just shuffle offices. It's ridiculous.
I agree. And listen, it's funny because at the moment you and I are talking, I was going to bring up hydroxychloroquine. I just want to read you a couple sentences from a Fox News breaking news story. Once dismissed as a conspiracy theory, today a majority of Americans believes COVID-19 was created by scientists and leaked from a lab in China, according to our latest Fox News poll. So what once was conspiracy theory, and you and I would have been mocked for it, Joey, because I'm sure you, like me, knew from the beginning this came direct from China and this was no mistake, and this was from a Chinese biowarfare lab, but it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. Almost everything I talk about gets labeled by liberals as conspiracy theory, and it's always the truth. It comes out a few months later, a year later, 2 years later. It's always the truth. You'll find out that about the rigged election as well, and so if you and I really ranted about hydroxychloroquine back in April. That was a long time ago, April of 2020.
No, wait. Yeah, Craig, this was March, brother.
It was March.
I remember this because my family got it. My mom and dad got it. I got this in my father's hands before our disgusting, you know, degenerate governor banned it. Now, remember, this scumbag banned it because he said it was a supply thing. He said he did it so that people that had valid medical conditions like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, which are not deadly diseases that you're going to die from in an emergency, he banned it for the supply issue. But then the same scumbag had his pharmacy board send cease and desist letters to the telepharmacies you and I were talking about on your show that people were getting scripts from. He shut that down. That's how sick these people are. And it's not just that. We were saying that it could help you there. At that time, I was finding studies saying 84%. Now, on a town hall,
now
they say hydroxychloroquine, a new study published by MedRib shows hydroxychloroquine combined with zinc increased the survival rate of severely ill Wuhan coronavirus patients by 200%.
Correct. There's no death. About the show.
No one had to die.
Right.
It's amazing. No one had to die.
So why aren't these people mass murderers? You know, politicians get away with anything and everything.
They really do need to be charged again. You know, and I left that on. Thank you so much for saying that. When I said my hashtag never again, it's never again all those things. Never again the voting nonsense that went on. Never again the restrictions to our personal liberties, our freedoms, our businesses, our churches. And never again can a governor and a board of pharmacy play pharmacist. They took the tools off the table for doctors. We never had this happen in America before where doctors were told, no, you can't use this. It was an FDA-approved medication for years, not for COVID, but for all these other things. Most medications are prescribed off-label, and this scumbag banned it. And let me just say one other thing. You said
we're running out of time. We only got about 20 seconds, buddy. I'm sorry. We're running out of time. We'll have you back as a guest again soon because I enjoy talking to you. Forget about running for governor. I just like talking to Joey. It's the Joey Gilbert Wayne Root Hour. We can just talk for hours, my friend. Joey Gilbert running for governor in the Republican primary. JoeyGilbert.com. JoeyGilbertLaw.com. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. He's a good guy. You can hear that. Check him out. Wayne Allyn Root. Thanks, Joey.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
93.